Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wayne, before we get to the starting lineups, I want to dedicate today's broadcast to a very special person, a titan in the New York radio business, and simply one of the finest people I've ever met in any walk of life, who we lost yesterday at the age of 87. Longtime WCBS sports director Ed Ingalls. He was the first man ever to put me on the air in New York. As a 21-year-old at Queens College, when Queens had a great women's basketball team and they were involved in the national championship, that was back in 1975. I believe I still have the Xerox check. That's how proud I was to get a check with CBS and that iconic I on the front of the check. But it was all made possible by a guy who was a mentor to so many of us in this business and was just such a special person, not only to this radio station, but really to anybody who ever listened to him, because as warm and genuine as he appeared on the air is exactly how he was off the air. And even towards the end of his life, after he retired from daily broadcast work, he decided to give something back to the kids. And so he worked at Hofstra University and mentored those young aspiring broadcasters, some of whom have now began to flourish with professional careers of their own. And I'll talk more about Ed probably in the middle innings today, because he meant so much to me personally, and it really is with a heavy heart that I dedicate this broadcast this afternoon to a guy I wish you would have known, because you would have loved him, Wayne, Ed Ingalls.
Yeah, it was great to see all the support and all the nice words that were being said about Ed yesterday. I know Mike Breen was on WCBS yesterday to talk about Ed much in the same way that you just did, and it was wonderful that he gave back in the way that he did to inspire so many young broadcasters to get into the business. You know, WCBS is really one of the great stations in this country, and people like Ed Ingalls are really a big reason why it has become that.
I've never met a man who was more willing to help young broadcasters out at the beginning of their careers than Ed was. You know, even well-established broadcasters were a little more reticent, reluctant to give up their time, maybe because they considered some of these kids coming up a threat. Ed never felt anybody was a threat, and if we all could have had the grace and dignity in our careers that Ed Ingalls did, we'd be a lot better off.